Chapter 49. When stable closure becomes deep transition of complete matrix, when a stable closure has really reached its terminal coherence, there comes a moment where this stability ceases to be only closure. It becomes deep transition capable of opening a prolongation without rupture. This transition undoes nothing. It acts with restraint. In other words, what was closed begins to contain a passage. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous terminal coherence of the deep maintenance. This core shows that an already stable closure can become passage without losing its cohesion. Continuity does not relaunch itself here. It moves inwardly. This core appears when acquired closure becomes stable enough to support a deeper continuity. From this core appears the function of continuous stability of the terminal threshold. Stability acts here in an already closed threshold, but this stability freezes nothing. It simply maintains. This function shows that a terminal threshold can still carry a silent continuity. This function then allows the appearance of the field of autonomous convergence of deep maturity. Convergence acts here in a space where maturity becomes structure, but this convergence contracts nothing. It orders. This field marks an important threshold. A mature convergence becomes base of a real passage. When this field exists, appears the order of terminal cohesion of the fourth threshold. This order links cohesion and closure in one same calm movement. Cohesion ceases here to be simple holding. It becomes organized terminal threshold. This order marks a new capacity to complete without interrupting. This stability leads to the first autonomous matrix of terminal closure. This term fixes a first foundation. Terminal closure receives its first autonomous matrix. But every autonomous matrix immediately calls for a more inner continuity, the core of deep closure of terminal coherence. This core marks the point where closure ceases to be outer. It becomes silent depth. Continuity no longer seeks here to appear. It simply holds. From it appears the function of autonomous regulation of the final threshold. Regulation acts here in a fully terminal threshold, but this regulation remains simple. It overloads nothing, then forms the field of cohesive stability of complete closure. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A cohesion acts without visible intensification. This cohesion leads to the terminal order of deep convergence. Convergence ceases here to be progression. It becomes silent terminal order. Finally, this sequence closes on the first complete matrix of the fourth maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 481 to 490, now possesses its first totally complete closure. Stable closure becomes complete matrix ready for transition. Chapter 50. When the complete matrix becomes prolonged threshold of the following cycle. When a complete matrix has really reached its deep closure, there comes a moment where this completeness ceases to be only completion. It becomes prolonged threshold capable of preparing a new cycle without rupture. This preparation does not brutally modify the structure. It acts with sobriety. In other words, what is complete begins to carry a new continuity. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous transition of complete matrix. This core shows that a fully closed matrix can become transition without losing its density. Continuity does not begin again here. It prolongs itself inwardly. This core appears when completeness becomes stable enough to support a discrete passage. From this core appears the function of regulated continuity of the post-complete threshold. Continuity acts here after an already totally established threshold, but this continuity reproduces nothing. It simply prolongs. This function shows that a complete threshold can still contain a continuation. And this function then allows the appearance of the field of deep cohesion of prolonged maintenance. Cohesion acts here in a space where completeness becomes support. But this cohesion closes nothing. It maintains farther. This field marks an important threshold. A complete cohesion becomes base of real prolongation. When this field exists, appears the order of autonomous stability of the emerging threshold. This order links stability and emergence in one same discrete movement. Stability ceases here to be simple closure. It becomes silent opening. This order marks a new capacity to let emerge without displacement. This stability leads to the first active matrix of prolonged transition. This term fixes a first foundation. Transition receives its first durable activity. But every active transition immediately requires a more stable maintenance. The core of autonomous stability of the prolonged threshold. This core marks the point where prolongation ceases to be simple passage. It becomes real maintenance. Continuity no longer depends here on the previous threshold. It holds more by itself. From it appears the function of active coherence of the post-complete maintenance. Coherence acts here in an already engaged maintenance. But this coherence remains simple. It adds nothing. Then forms the field of deep convergence of the following threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. Several inner lines converge without visible intensification. This convergence leads to the order of autonomous regulation of the emerging maintenance. Regulation ceases here to be simple prolongation. It becomes real inner organization. Finally, this sequence closes on the first stable matrix of the following threshold. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 491 to 500, now possesses its first fully structured continuity toward the following cycle. The complete matrix becomes prolonged threshold of new continuity. Part 6, Deployment of the Fifth Cycle and Higher Threshold. Chapter 51, When the Fifth Cycle Becomes First Maintenance of the Higher Threshold. When a new threshold really begins to form after a complete matrix, it first appears as a discrete maintenance which does not seek to impose itself, but to hold. This holding produces no rupture. It acts with restraint. In other words, what prolongs the previous cycle begins to take its own base. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous transition of the fifth cycle. This core shows that a new cycle can begin without undoing the coherence acquired beforehand. Transition does not erase what precedes. It receives its stability. This core appears when continuity becomes capable of opening a new field while preserving the already built axis. From this core appears the function of deep regulation of the threshold of higher passage. Regulation acts here in a passage which is not yet fully stabilized. But this regulation imposes nothing. It orders gently. This function shows that a higher threshold can prepare itself without acceleration. This function then allows the appearance of the field of active coherence of the new deployment. Coherence acts here in a space still in formation. But this deployment disperses nothing. It progressively gathers. This field marks an important threshold. A new coherence becomes support of a first real deployment. When this field exists, appears the order of autonomous stability of the fifth maintenance. This order links stability and emergence in one same calm movement. Stability ceases here to be simple prolongation. It becomes first autonomous holding. This order marks a new capacity to hold without immediately depending on the previous cycle. This stability leads to the first stable matrix of the fifth cycle. This term fixes a first foundation. The fifth cycle receives its first durable base. But every durable base immediately requires a more inner coherence. The core of regulated coherence of the fifth maintenance. This core marks the point where maintenance ceases to be only installed. It becomes more inward. Continuity no longer seeks here to appear. It begins to hold silently. From it appears the function of stable convergence of the continuous deployment. Convergence acts here in an already engaged movement. But this convergence remains simple. It adds nothing. Then forms the field of autonomous continuity of the mature threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A continuity acts without visible expansion. This continuity leads to the order of regulated cohesion of the fifth maintenance. Cohesion ceases here to be simple holding. It becomes stable inner organization. Finally, this sequence closes on the first active matrix of deep continuity. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 501 to 510, now possesses its first stability, fully engaged in the fifth cycle. The fifth cycle becomes first real maintenance of the higher threshold. Chapter 52. When the fifth maintenance becomes stable consolidation of the higher threshold. When a first maintenance has really found its base in a new cycle, there comes a moment where this stability ceases to be simple installation. It becomes consolidation capable of supporting a more durable axis. This consolidation does not seek to show itself. It acts with continuity. In other words, what already held begins to densify itself. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous consolidation of the fifth threshold. This core shows that an already stable maintenance can enter consolidation without losing its flexibility. Continuity does not begin again here. It densifies itself. This core appears when acquired stability becomes mature enough to support its own consolidation. From this core appears the function of prolonged coherence of higher maintenance. Coherence acts here in an already installed maintenance, but this coherence rigidifies nothing. It simply prolongs. This function shows that a higher maintenance can endure without overload. This function then allows the appearance of the field of deep stability of the fifth axis. Stability acts here in a more inward axis, but this axis closes nothing. It holds more. This field marks an important threshold. A durable stability becomes deep axis. When this field exists, appears the order of autonomous regulation of higher advanced cohesion. This order links cohesion and regulation in one same calm movement. Regulation ceases here to be simple correction. It becomes inner structure. This order marks a new capacity to hold without needing constant adjustment. This stability leads to the first consolidated matrix of the fifth maintenance. This term fixes a first foundation. The fifth maintenance receives its first durable consolidation. But every durable consolidation calls for a new depth, the core of autonomous deepening of higher coherence. This core marks the point where already consolidated coherence descends more deeply. Continuity no longer seeks here to appear, it simply deepens. From it appears the function of deep stabilization of the higher continuous threshold. Stabilization acts here without visible variation, but this stability remains simple. It adds nothing. Then forms the field of active cohesion of the fifth level. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A cohesion acts without visible intensification. This cohesion leads to the order of regulated continuity of deep higher maintenance. Continuity ceases here to be simple prolongation. It becomes more silent, autonomous maintenance. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of stable higher deepening. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 511 to 520, now possesses its first fully deepened consolidation. The fifth maintenance becomes deeper stability.